go to, what did I say? Ephesians? Yeah, Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And understand that there are literally hundreds of scriptures in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, hundreds of scriptures that refer to God, His sovereign choice. Say sovereign choice over His family. He doesn't bless one more than the other. There's no black, there's no white, there's no color, there's no male, there's no female. We are all one in God. Now somebody say amen. Amen. True. All right, we begin in Ephesians 1. Let's look at in Ephesians 1. Look at 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5. You ready? According as He, who is He? God. Hath what? Chosen us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having foreordained us, or predestined us, unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, of His good will. Let's go to John chapter 1, back up to John. You could quote it by memory, but let's turn. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Now you know it. John 1 and 12. Hallelujah. Teresa, how you feel, hon? Just fine. What happened to you a moment ago? You got a blessing. I appreciate that. 95 people here today. What would happen if 95 of us got a blessing today? We wouldn't worry about going home for those beans and cornbread today, I'll guarantee you. If all 95 of us got prayed through like Teresa, we'd go home shouting victory. If we'd go home at all before tonight. John chapter 1 and verse 12. What's our central thinking today as we study 19 and 11 of Romans? What's the word? Election. We have been chosen. We have been chosen of God. We have been elected by God. And can you imagine, can you just believe the goodness of God to choose me? Say, choose me. Wow. All right, verse 12. You ready? Out loud. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of the will of God. God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians, okay? No, I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 2:13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. My water disappeared up here. Lord, help. Oh, I brought it over there. I'm the crook. I was going to blame Jan. You're baiting. Can't blame her for taking my water off. Thank you, Brother Carl. Praise God, praise God, praise God. 2 Thessalonians, all right. The second chapter and verse 13, all right. Let's read 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. Now, Jan, read that real slow and loud now, and I want you to hear this, saints, as we preach and teach God's word. Now listen to this reading. The scripture here is teaching us that we have been from the beginning. Say it. From the beginning, what? Chosen. From the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in truth. God has chosen us just as God has chosen Israel. Do you know why God chose Israel as He did? Why did God choose a people? Why did God do that? They were the most unlikely ones, Jan is saying, to be chosen. It's true. And He took the unlikely ones, chose them, and here is what God did through Israel. He chose Israel to, in time, which became 4,000 years, to usher in the Messiah. God's purpose for choosing Israel was to have laws, rituals, worship, priesthood, sacrifices, feasts, holidays, all of this that we read in the Old Testament. He chose Israel to be the one who would represent by picture form, say it, picture form, heaven. God chose Israel to represent heaven on this earth. Folks, it's there in pure, precious Bible type. If you wanted to study it, you could. You could learn it if you wanted to. I'm preaching this morning a message of hope to you, to tell you that not only has God chosen Israel, but He has also chosen and grafted in the Gentile. Who are the Gentile? That's us. Praise God. Pure, precious Bible truth. Now, God has chosen Israel. Now, that's called election. But the big problem, here it is. If you miss this next point, you've missed the whole message today. The big problem of God's choice of choosing Israel is Israel refused to accept salvation by faith, like the remnant has from the beginning. They rejected their God. I'm not going on in this message until you understand what I just said. Now think, look at the pastor, look to God with your heart, and think what I have just said. God has from the beginning chosen a people. He started with His choice. He started with Israel. And the reason Paul is writing 9, 10, and 11, Romans 9, 10, and 11, the reason Paul is writing to the Romans, and he's using these three chapters, the reason is he's trying to press through the pride of the Jew to help them understand that from the beginning God has chosen Israel to be the one people who would usher in the kingdom of God, to usher in the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise clap. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go back to Ephesians, if you please. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1. Are you understanding? Why did God choose Israel? Somebody tell me from the floor. The Messiah. Thank you, honey. God chose Israel to usher in the Messiah. Praise God. Now we are and can only give you an illustration and an example. You have to study it. You have to study it. Take the Bible. Take the theology. Learn it, saint. Somebody say amen. Amen. You can't study Romans unless you understand what these two doctrines mean. Election and predestination. Let's look at predestination. Where are we? What did I say? Ephesians, didn't I? Did I say that? Ephesians chapter 1. Here we go. What do we mean by the doctrine of predestination, folks? The scripture is very, very plain as to God's purpose and objects for the church. Here it is. Predestination means to decide beforehand. God wanted a church, so He called you and me. He started, though, with Israel. There is a problem, as I've already shared with you, with Israel. God chooses Israel. Israel chooses not God. Well, y'all are quiet. Well, maybe you're thinking. Are you seated in this congregation today as a Gentile, knowing that you need to choose God and haven't? We're not Jews, we're Gentiles. But the point is, God has chosen you. Have you chosen Him? Think with Pastor. I'm giving you an opportunity today to come to this communion this morning and repent of your sins. Be cleansed of all of your unrighteousness. Be saved, folks. That's the purpose of this sermon today, is to add members, not to this church in particular, but to the glory and kingdom of heaven. Amen. What I'm interested in. What is predestination? Before ordained. Predestination means to choose beforehand. Isn't it sweet this morning to just think? I have been picked out by God. I have been chosen and picked out by God for His own, for His very own. I have a Heavenly Father. Some of you have just come back to God. You have a long, long way for all this baggage that you are carrying right now. You need to leave it at this altar. Amen. And be cleansed continually and daily. And to think that I am His own, folks. Say it, I am His own. I am an expression of His love. Say that out loud. I am an expression of His love. That's predestination. I have been called, and the Bible tells me I am loved. If God is going to call you, then He is going to have some regulation and some direction, and He's going to have some purpose for you in your life. And I want to show you now what I'm saying in the first chapter of Ephesians. If you will look at verse 3, I am blessed. God has not only chosen me, but He has blessed me. See verse 3? Look at verse 3. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessing. That's why I was chosen, so that He would preordain predetermine all of God's blessings upon me. There it is. Look at verse 2. Verse 4. I am chosen in Him. I am holy. Some of you feel, well, Lord, I don't feel holy. That's just the problem. It's your feelings. It's the flesh. Oh, 40 minutes ago, you were to have taken care of that problem. Say amen. We ought to be up dancing and shouting victory and not worried about those beans. The beans are not going to burn on the stove, I promise you. Hallelujah. The Scripture says we are chosen and made holy. The Bible says that we are destined, predestinated, if you please, to be in Him, loved, accepted, and without blame. Folks, see verse 4? Without blame. Look at verse 5. What's the second word there? Predestined. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. His will is being fulfilled here tonight. I am loved. I am accepted. I am chosen. I am made holy. I have direction. That's why I said predestination in the New Testament gives you, the body of Christ, the church, a direction. You don't need to be ambling around here like some drug addict with no direction, some alcoholic stumbling around. God help them and God be merciful to them. They need deliverance, it's true, but you are a church. Your purpose and your will is to go out here and build the kingdom of God. See, there's no end to this matter of predestination and the purpose and the ordination that God has for you. In 1964, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Thomas F. Zimmerman laid his hands on me and ordained me into ministry. And his prayer was that I would go forth and fulfill the kingdom of God. 1978 it was, Mother Teresa laid her hands on me and she prayed over me and said, may this man of God go back to America and be a light. Are you listening to the preacher? Be a light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do not, Mother said, do not look at the multitudes that are dying. Look at one. Go to that one. Redeem that one in the name of Jesus Christ. And then go to the next one. Somebody give God praise. Amen. Come on, praise God. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah. Whoa, praise God. Verse 6, he says we have been made accepted. Verse 7, we are redeemed and we are forgiven of our sins. Verse 8, the Scripture tells us that all of His love is abounded toward us. Let me stop right there again and go back over from the beginning. What am I preaching today? We have been ordained by God, chosen by God, to serve Him, and I, by God, I've chosen Him. Israel was chosen by God, but Israel did not choose Him. Only the remnant. Does everybody understand that? I'm not going on till you say yes. Is there a question? Thank you. Praise God. So far I'm doing, am I batting all right, Brother Craig? Thank God. Amen. We are loved. We are. The covenant of God is precious. Amen. We are loved. We are accepted. We are approved. We are holy. We are without blame. That's God's predestination. That's God's plan for you. And this is just the beginning, folks. Of being called of God. Being called of God. Woo! Aliyarata shalala. And where are we? What? I don't even know where we are. The 8th verse, God's love abounds towards us in wisdom and prudence. Verse 9, the mystery of His will is redeemed, given to us, provided for us. On and on, 10 and 11. On and on it goes. Praise God. I want to read something to you. This is taken from the Full Life Study Bible. And if you miss this, you've missed it all. Honey, you can get these at any bookstore. This is the Full Life Study Bible. This is the International Study Bible for Pentecostal and Charismatic Christians. If that word charismatic bothers you, well, get over it. Just get over it. Do you know what the word charisma means? It means gift. This is a charismatic church. Forget all of what you've taught that's bad about the word. I told you a while ago, we've got some fine leaders in this church that's going to help us by God's grace and by the wisdom of God to keep us on track. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's the precious word. Well, here we go. I want to read to you a summary. You want to summarize. See, I've got to summarize election and predestination before I preach. You didn't even understand that, did you? Somebody fainted back there. One of you caught it. Lord, we'll be here till 2 o'clock. The summary of election, and this is beautiful, folks. Please, if you'd like for me to copy this, I will. I will. And give it to you. Because this will help you understand what Pastor is teaching. Here we go. The summary concerning election and predestination. We might use the analogy of a great ship on its way to heaven. Now, the ship is the church. Now, remember, the ship is the church. Now, say it out loud. Look at me. The ship is the church. Think now. The ship is the church. Now, this ship, the church, is chosen by God. The ship is chosen by God to be His own very vessel. And Christ is the captain and pilot of the ship. Who is Jesus? He's the captain of the vessel. Now, here we go. All who desire to be a part of this elect ship, the church, and its captain, Jesus, can do so through a living faith in Christ, by which they come on board the ship. Have I lost any of you? Have I lost you? We've got God. He's chosen a ship. He's got the captain. And the invitation is for you, by faith in the captain, to what? Come on board. Oh, come on down, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I feel God right now. Come on down. Come on down, Jesus. Folks, let's get on board. Amen. Let's get on board. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. As long as one is on the ship in company with its captain, he is among the elect. I don't like the vessel. I don't like the ship. I don't like the captain. Well, brother, what is your next step? It's overboard. It's overboard. Max is saying, if you don't like it, you'll jump overboard. And then you'll go down, just like Peter did. All right. If he chooses to abandon the ship and the captain, he ceases to be one of the elect. He ceases to be one of the elect. Election is always only in union with the captain and his ship. Now listen to this. Predestination tells us about the ship's destiny and destination. That'll preach, folks. You can just get happy, folks. You can get as excited as a gopher in dirt. You can do it, people. You soft dirt. You can get excited about this because God is going to prepare for us a way, has done it, and we are on our way, right on through to glory, yes. We are ordained by God, yes, because I have chosen to be on the boat, on the ship. All right. Predestination tells us about the ship's destination and the destiny of the ship, what God has prepared for those remaining on it in the church, and God invites everyone to come on board the elect ship through faith in Jesus Christ. Give God praise. Give Him a hand clap. Give God praise. Holy, 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 holy. Don't stop. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Folks, that's good preaching in anybody's church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Guess what? Guess what? I've run out of time. Let's do one thing. Come on, babe, to the piano, organ. Ushers, get ready. Help me get the communion ready. Stand right back there. And the rest of us, just hold steady. I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to do one more thing. I want to take us through the scriptures and just read it to you. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to Romans now. Have y'all enjoyed this study of election
Amen.
And predestination?
Amen.
Now you can understand Romans even more clearer as you read it. Jan made a statement yesterday that is absolutely gospel. The majority of our church people don't read their Bible, don't even have an idea of what the church is all about. And folks, by the help and the grace of God, I want to challenge you this year to where you'll be so hungry for the Word of God that you'll just search for it, Brother Darren, and hunger for it, amen, and just seek God, and somebody say, I'm saved. Woo, hallelujah. Real quiet on this side again. I don't know what's wrong with this side over here. Say it, I'm saved. Hallelujah. Where are we? Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 3, shall we? Romans chapter 3. Fellas, it'll take about 3 minutes to read this. So just, honey, just play softly back there. I want you to know that I love you this morning, folks. Romans 3. Romans 3, 31. 31. Let's begin at 29. Romans 3, 29. Now watch me. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Verse 30. Seeing it is one God who shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. In other words, Jesus came to make the law absolutely a fulfillment of His love to the world. What Paul is saying here is Israel still refuses to accept God by faith like Abraham did and like David did and all the old patriarchs, like all of the remnant. What about little Mary? Her cousin Elizabeth, chosen by God to give birth to John the Baptist and to the Messiah himself, Jesus. They weren't regular Jews. They were redeemed, chosen by God to bring it all to pass. Romans 10. Romans 10. Romans 10. Romans 10, 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. This is Paul's writing, folks. I mean, look at Pastor. Look at Pastor. Look at Pastor. This scripture right here tells you that there is no basis for a theology of predestination. In other words, you are either born to go to heaven or else you're born to go to hell. That's what predestination teaches when it's perverted. This one scripture nullifies all of that doctrine. There are great churches today that teaches this. I don't know how great they are, but I said it anyway. You're born to go to hell. How would you like to come to church and be preached at all morning long? Oh, you're going to hell? No, you're going to hell. No, you're going to heaven. That's predestination, folks. That's perverted. Here Paul says, my heart, look at verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Talking about the Jew having a zeal for God, but absolutely no understanding of who Messiah is. Somebody say amen. For they, verse 3, for Israel, not the remnant, for Israel, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to do, now you read it out loud. Israel today is going about to establish their own righteousness. Look at the Bible. Israel is going about to do their own righteousness. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Have mercy. Change my heart, oh God.